Cuban farmers had little choice about whether to embrace organic agriculture. Just 7 years ago, the Cuban people faced starvation. But today?
For us, we are alive. We are alive.
For Mavis Alvarez and other Cubans, just having survived is an accomplishment. When the Soviet Union collapsed, it had a ripple effect on Cuba as well. That's because Cuba's economy was based on financial assistance from the Soviet bloc, especially its food economy. And when that money stopped, Cuba's citizens began to feel the effects. Before long, Cuba could no longer afford to import food, fertilizer, or pesticides. So the government made a drastic decision. Food would be grown without chemicals, using alternative methods. To many, it was seen as a major gamble, but it worked. Vegetable stands in residential Havana display piles of lush vegetables at reasonable prices. While there are still severe shortages of meat and milk, the country's now producing four times the vegetables compared to the worst year of the food crisis. And this is done largely without the use of chemical fertilizers and pesticides.
I have so much respect for that. And the Cubans are evidently in the forefront.
Diane Dodge is a master gardener from St. Paul, Minnesota. Amongst organic farmers, Cuba is renowned. And many, like Dodge, are visiting the island to see Cuba's methods with their own eyes.
They're not necessarily trying to change anything. What they're trying to do is go with the flow of nature, and that's very contrary to what we do. We are always trying to manage nature, change nature, and here, it's all of a piece.
Cuba has combined organic farming methods, including natural pest controls and fertilizers, along with a vast new system of urban gardens like this one in Havana. A windmill pumps water for this garden. 10 years ago, this was a weed patch. Now it's a lush jungle of vegetables, spices, and fruit. By law, no chemicals can touch this soil. Through a translator, gardener Ignacio Aguilares Garcia explains he feeds 10 family members from his plot.
Aquí hay 43 parceleros.
Here we have 43 farmers, producers.
Y comercializan el producto
aproximadamente only 8 or 10 sales the products. The rest use the products for their own consumption. You work on your piece of land, and you get your own productions, and you do with your production whatever you want to.
Just a few short years ago, many Cubans were starving. Nowadays, most Cubans are eating well enough to meet standards set by the United Nations. Some experts say that proves organic farming can feed a country's people. Urban gardens produce more than half of the fruits and vegetables consumed in Cuba. Minor Sinclair lived in Cuba in the 1990s. He represented Oxfam America, a charity working on food policy. And he says it is justified to use valuable urban land to grow food.
You produce it locally. You get people involved in the production. You market it locally. You can buy, go out and walk two blocks and buy a head of lettuce that's been removed from the earth right there in front of your eyes. That had less, less a week in your refrigerator. Better product, cheaper prices, and better income for the farmers, too.
So, what those who came to visit the farms have found is that in 10 short years, Cuba has transformed their agriculture production. That's a good thing, says the Minnesota Department of Agriculture's Wayne Munson.
You know, they know how to feed themselves. I'm not sure that Americans would know how to feed ourselves if there was a crisis where the food supply stopped.
But Cubans are looking beyond feeding themselves. In February, the first certified organic sugar from Cuba was sold to European chocolate makers. There's a great demand in Europe for other organic foods as well. If organics become a Cuban export bonanza, that would certainly get the attention of farmers up north in the Great Lakes. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Mary Stuckey.